100% of Puerto Rico is without power after Hurricane Maria. Reporter Miguel Santiago of Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico has been our eyes and ears on the ground there. Miguel, you're outside finally taking pictures. You say it's almost apocalyptic?
Right now, we're just a lot of trees have fallen, not just branches, whole trees have fallen. It's really hard to walk around the University of Puerto Rico's campus. It's undrivable here. Personally, I didn't expect this much damage. There was a building here in the campus that it had no walls left.
Wait, a building that has no walls left, like the walls just blown off.
Yeah, exactly.
And Miguel, I can hear that it's still blowing. The wind is still blowing.
Yes, it's very windy right now. I was just walking around the campus. Right now I'm entering the radio station where I believe it's still rainy also. A little cloudy, but the worst part, at least, it's over.
Yeah. Well, but some would say the worst part is just beginning. Your campus is pretty fortified, strong buildings. What kind of reports are you hearing from the rest of the island?
Some houses' roofs have been blown away. We just lost water here at the radio station. We really didn't expect that, but the whole island also is without water. Out on the street, my boss told me that people are driving on the wrong side of the road because there's so much debris on it.
Yeah. Look, you also told us yesterday you were trying to contact the islands east of Puerto Rico, Viegas and Culebra.
Culebra still hasn't had any communication, but, you know, the whole south, I've been trying to contact relatives, and I haven't had word yet from most relatives. I've only talked to my mother outside here. She works at a veterans hospital. You know, I've been trying to contact my grandmother, and I haven't heard, you know, or feel desperate to just call and see how everyone's doing.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Look, people are talking about a really, really long recovery. I mean, months before power. What are the things that you think of? I know, as you told us, that you were part of a generation that this is the first hurricane you're seeing.
Yeah.
Well, so what are you thinking about?
You know, it's like it's not real. It's hard to tell you because I've never been so much time without electricity. So it'll be like, getting accustomed to a new sort of life.
Well, Felix Delgado, the mayor of the northern coastal city of Caetano, told the AP it will be months and months and months and months before we can recover from this. Puerto Rico's governor said that this is an island destroyed. I mean, when you think further, you know, we've heard of people trapped in their homes with rising water, you know, home women going into labor in San Juan in the business district there. But when you talk about no power for months, yes, there are some generators, but you're talking about refrigerators and food and fans. I mean, what are some of the things you start thinking about?
Well, you know, I just lost power. There are people that lost everything. So, this is the type of news that you sort of see around on, you know, international media. But this is happening right next to you.
Yeah. I mean, and you're Americans. What would you want to tell the Puerto Ricans living on the mainland here? Because they're also agonizing over what's happening to their home territory.
Yeah, you know, I just tell them in case they can't get a hold of their relatives, just try to be as calm as you can. If you can't get a hold of your relative, it's fine. Most of us can either inside the island.
Yeah. Look, we mentioned the 100% of the electrical grid is out. Probably some thinking down the road as to how to rebuild that so it's not as vulnerable. Cell phone towers toppled. There's also flooding. You're just getting out. But are you thinking at all about food? I mean, you're there at the university, but are you worried about runs on stores?
A few days ago, I thought, you know, I'm okay. You know, I bought food to be a couple of days here in the radio station. But then reality came back to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, this won't be enough in a few days. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to, at least with my coworkers, eat in portions. But eventually we'll have to go outside and see which stores are open and if they're selling food. But I believe food, at least, is not a main concern, or water. The main concern is the power outage, because some people need electricity because they're, tied to a bed, they're sick and need electricity, or they need to be in a hospital. So to me, electricity, that it's practically what's really important.
Right. I mean,
for those sick and
dialysis, oxygen.
Yeah, that type of stuff, yeah.
A lot to think about. How old are you, Miguel?
I'm 21 years old.
You're 21. I didn't realize that.
Is it the voice, maybe?
No.
I get that a lot.
You're not the first very young broadcaster we've talked to going through your first hurricane.
Yeah. It's incredible. It feels like it's a different reality.
Yeah. Look, Miguel Santiago of the public radio station Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico, you take care and stay in touch, okay?
Of course. Anything else you need, you can just, you know, you call me.
Thank you.
Thank you.